Okay, so there are a group of Jews who were taken aback at the minig of the Baal Shem Tov and of his Talmidim to come into the Yom Narayim b'simcha with singing, with dancing, with like a whole. It didn't really fit with like the way they understood the Yom Narayim, the high holy day, the days of awe to be. I mean, I guess anybody who saw like in any episode of any sitcom or any depiction of the high holy days in popular culture knows that it's supposed to be very intense and very scary and very formal. So there's these Jews that they were like very concerned and very confused by the Derech Avoda of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So they came to with a formal taina, with a formal complaint, and they said, how can it be that you're coming to vidui, to achetz, to these days of tshuva, and you're making like a mishagas out of it, singing with nigunim? I mean, you think about it, doesn't really make so much sense, you know? Just just rationally.
I'm a liar, I'm a thief, I'm a pervert, I'm a loser, I'm not nice to my parents, I'm selfish,
why are we singing these songs?
It's a great song, you know? I mean, if you read the back of the art scroll, you know, they have like the fine print there. It's like, you never like imagine so many ways that we could be so low, you know? It's incredible.
So they came to Baal Shem with this pine, and they're like, you know, it's a strange derech, it's a strange way.
So Baal Shem said, you should go talk to the Shalich Tzibur. Talk to him, he's the one who leads the Nigunim and claps and makes it. You talk to him.
So they came to the Shalich Tzibur and they said, you know, they expressed their tainus. Makes sense, really makes sense, it's logical, fits. And the Baal Tefillah said, listen, Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, we stand, we go shofar. You know, Imru Lefanai Malchios. Beishet HaMlechuni Aleichem. We coronate the Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is the center of our lives. We're your people. We're your servants. You're our king. He said, so it comes Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur. I'm very aware of the fact that I'm a servant of God. That I'm an Eved. I'm working for the king. And the king instructed us right now to do some work, which is a little unpleasant. And to clean out the gutters of the palace and unstuff the royal toilets. It's not the most pleasant of work, but what an honor it is to be in the service of the king. If I would do my job for the king, no matter how unpleasant I perceive it to be, or how difficult I perceive it to be, if I would do it in a way that reflects sadness or bitterness, so it's like rebelling against the king. Right? We all know from Pasuk in Nehemiah, the Pharisee of Pasuk, when Nehemiah looks upset, so the king says, what are you trying to undermine my reign? Because when we're working for a king, you whistle while you work. So he said, if I'm cleaning out the royal gutters, which is what the Avoda Sapnim of these days are, with the vidui of like digging up the wrongdoings and the mistakes and looking at ourselves in the mirror and making a cheshbon and a nefesh, so it's intense, it is, it's serious. But we have to do it b'simcha. We have to do it with an emotion, with an attitude that reflects the privilege that we have to be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a dirty job, but it's Ratzon Hashem. These are days of Dirshu Hashem v'himatzo. These are days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close, HaMelech Basadeh. And it's true, it's intimidating. It's intense. So we're under a magnifying glass. We're doing things a little more carefully. We're taking on more things. But beneath the intensity and the awe of these incredible days, there's such a sweetness. There's such an unbelievable dveikus that we can access, that we can tap into, more so than any other days of the entire year. The central focus of our tefillos during these days, leading up to Yom Kippur, Vidui, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, an interesting correlation between these two tefilos. Meshech Chachma writes, I don't know if Unger mentioned this Meshech Chachma yet. I was writing to the Meshech Chachma these days. But the Meshech Chachma writes that we could trace all mistakes, all foul-ups, all every pagam, bein adam l'makom, that we have been nichshal in as individuals and as a tzibur, we can trace it back to the moment of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is that paradigm of alienation from God. When we turned our back, kevyachol, on the Ribono Shel Olam, after Matan Torah, right there, right at the chuppah, we turn around and we do the unspeakable. We're unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right after the chuppah. And Ribono Shel Olam wants to destroy the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu pleads for us, Machegin HaMasipracha, lays himself out with amazing Mesiras Nefesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through a whole process. You go up on top of Nikras Hatzur, and I'll pass by. Moshe Wan Harin Has Kodecha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after all the pleading and all the davening, Hashem says, I'll pass by, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to say these midos, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim, the Chanun, Erech Apayim, etc. And then, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, gets the second luchos, and comes down with those second luchos after a 40-day period on the 10th day of Tishrei, which for us is Yom Kippur. And from that time, this period is a period of reconciliation, of coming back together, retying the rope that was torn that binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chet HaEgel is the paradigm, is the model, is the root of all distance, of all alienation between man and God. So the way that we rectify that, the way that we're attacking that during these days, is our slichos over and over, Hashem, Hashem, Kelrach, and V'chanun, and especially on Yom Kippur, during Ne'ilah, especially when the sun starts going down, and the pace starts picking up, over and over and over, the Yigil Midas HaRachamim, to be ma'or ourselves, to awaken within ourselves, like the Talmud Devorah explains, compassion, mercy, patience, love for our fellow man, to trigger the compassion and rachamim from on high. It's also what we were doing in Tashlich, preparing ourselves for this tikkun. The Meshech Chachma says something else. That the root of all pigam bein adam l'chaveiro, the source of all alienation between man and his fellow, everything that we do, every pigam that we make, chas v'shalom, between us and our friends and our family and our neighbors and Klal Yisrael, all of it finds its root in Mechiras Yosef. In the selling of the brothers selling out their own brother Yosef. Now, if during these days we know that our reconciliation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends, there's a prerequisite that we have to go through, which is our reconciliation with our fellow man. Shulchan Aruch says that until we settle up the score with each other, until we fix up and patch up our relationships, b'nad l'chaveiro, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevyachol is not interested in us. So it's worthwhile just for a minute, just to take a look at the Mechiras Yosef and the Tikkun. The brothers come down to Mitzrayim, trying to make up to their father for what they've done. They're not going to leave Binyamin stranded down there. This is the beginning of the Golus Yisrael, the beginning of the process of Yerida, the Tzarech Aliyah, on a national level. They come there to this place, to the palace, to the Mishnah Lamelech, and it's this incredible story that's unfolding. The brothers are talking, they're telling their story, they're trying to explain, they're giving all these different drashas. V'lo yachol Yosef litapek l'chol anitzavim alav, in Bereshis Memhei. And Yosef just couldn't handle it. He was bursting with emotion. It was such an overwhelming, an overpowering moment. Yosef was just, he couldn't hold it anymore. Vayikra hotziu kol ish me'alai. He says, everyone out. He sent all of the outs, all the mitzrim, all the palace guards, everyone out. The translators, the stenographer, the court photographer, everybody out. Hotziu kol ish me'alai. This the Beis Avraham of Slonim says there's a yichud elyon taking place here. There's something on the level of the high priest and the Kodesh HaKadoshim that takes place on Yom Kippur. That he says there.
that this is Yichud Elyon taking place. That's the power. That's the intensity that was generated spiritually at that moment. Everyone had to leave, and it was just Yosef and his brothers who didn't realize who they were facing at that time. V'lo amar ish ito bihisvada Yosef elachav. And there was no one there, bihisvada Yosef elachav, when Yosef confessed the language of vidui to his brothers. V'yitein es kolo bevechi. Yosef, in this vidui, started to cry. It broke him. And said, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, in the famous Beis Halevi, quoting the Medrash, says, at that moment we get a glimpse as to what it's going to be like that day when we sit in judgment on high. What does the Beis Halevi say, quote from the Medrash? Come on, you went through Shana, most of you, half of you have been through Shana Aleph here. This is what it's going to be like, that embarrassment, that shock, that humiliation, the pain of the, that recognition of what we did. Whoa. When it's replayed in front of our eyes, whoa, speechless. There's just such a heavy embarrassment. Ani Yosef achichem asher machartem osi mitzrayma. I'm Yosef, the one who sold. My father's still alive. I'll bring it in a little bit. What feeling the brothers have at that moment? I mean, disbelief, shock, absolute embarrassment. You can imagine how hot their ears were getting, you know? You can just imagine. I mean, it's hard to imagine. The pain and the guilt and the feeling of just like, oh my gosh, how can we ever make up for what we did? 2 decades of his life we ruined. We left him for dead. We dipped the symbol of his father's love into blood. How can we ever repair this heartbreak? How can we ever repair this alienation? And bridge the gap and fix the distance and heal the wound? It's almost unconscionable. It's unimaginable. How are you going to make up for that? And Yosef staring at them in the eye. Ani Yosef. Asher machartem oti mitzrayma. I'm the one who you sold out. But here's what Yosef says. V'ata, and now with an ayin, V'ata, al te'atzvu, v'al yichar be'enechem. Don't be sad. Don't be broken. Don't be despondent. Don't give up hope. Don't be shattered. It's not too late. Forget about the past. Let, water under the bridge. Let bygones be God, bygones. V'ata, al te'atzvu. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Al te'atzu. We have to go weiter. Says that the Teres Shlomo of Radomsk, lo ba'atzu sudarchei tshuva. At the highest form of tshuva, the tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for from us, the return, lo ba'atzu sudarchei tshuva. Can't be with sadness. It can't be with bitterness. It can't be in such a way. Ve'ata al te'atzu. Says in the Siv Shalom, Ki besimcha teitzeyu v'shalom tuvalur. If we want to reach the level of Shleimus, Ki besimcha teitzeyu, if we want to leave a place of Gezar Din, if we want to leave a negative place and move on to a higher level of Avoda, to a more refined lifestyle spiritually, the only way that we're going to get out is with Simcha. Ki besimcha teitzeyu. Shlo Kadosh describes the difference between the days, from the transition from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, where we're holding right now, as relating to a different stress, different psychological and emotional stress and focus. Rosh Hashanah, the focus is on the Rosh, on the head, on the intellect, consciousness, the coronation of God, the reordering of priorities, Das, and we have meals, sudas, apples and honey, everybody has a good time. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. It's all about maintaining the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur, the Shlo HaKadosh explains, the tachlis of the day, the purpose of the day is a little less vague. Yom Kippur is all about the avodah of the heart. What's avodah shebelev? It's tefillah. Yom Kippur is a day of kulo tefillah. There's no meals. There's no intimacy with one's spouse. We're removing ourselves from the physical world for all intents and purposes. not with shoes, not with washing, not with eating, not with drinking, not like taking a nap, but not sitting down and having a cup of coffee and reading about the Hanhagos of the Ribnitzer and Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mishpacha magazine. It's a totally different thing. You saw it? It's wild, right? Ribnitzer used to walk around with an axe around the Russia. He used to walk around with an axe, then Mikvos, and just imagine this Yid, this otherworldly Jew, walking around with an axe. And like, and if he'd see something or think something that like wasn't the way he wanted it to be, he'd just like find the body of water and hack away at the ice. And break through the ice in Tovel, in the freezing cold Siberian waters, with his axe. Imagine the Chassid Yid walking around with an axe, it would be wild. I told my wife I should walk around with an axe, you know, that's what I should do. She's like, but there's no frozen bodies of water in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I said, yeah, but like just to remind myself, there's such a concept of tahara. Like maybe I can like crack through the outer klipa that surrounds me, the thickness, the foreskin on my heart. Maybe I could like, I don't know, knock away a little bit and like become a little deep, a little sensitive during these days. I don't know. She thought that it might scare our neighbors, and whatever, property value would go down. So like, it's not the best idea. But Yom Kippur is a day of avodas apnim. It's a day of it's a day of total tefillah. The day where we ask ourselves, what am I passionate about? What's the seat of my emotions, of my passions? What am I willing to sacrifice for? What am I willing to give my life for? What's the extent of my commitment to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamluch Hashem. We set the target. It's the Rosh. We establish the goal. Malch Hashamayim, Hashem is the King. Okay. Atu Melech Malchei Amlochim. Okay, great. Yom Kippur is a day, what am I willing to do in my life? What am I willing to give up my life? What am I willing to confront and change and give over of myself in order to be an Eved Hashem? And the Avodas HaLev is Tefillah. Maral explains that the reason why Tefillah is called Avodah and the Nesiv Avodah, the first parak and the third parak, that because tefillah is the means through which we express our dependence and our submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It expresses the fact that we are avodim. That's why it's called avodas atfilah, or avodas shabalev. This tefillah, we often tend to trivialize it, make tefillah into something superficial. Tefillah for us, often, for me at least, often turns into something which is like a means toward an end. I need a refuah for Fall Eliezer ben Rina Reislin, Yanai ben Chayel Yisheva, and Eliezer Yaakov ben Rachel. I need a refuah for them, so I have to daven very strong, so that I can change the gzar din that they should have refuah shalim. Or I need to find a shidduch for this person, so I have to daven really good, so they get a shidduch. Or parnasa, to daven really strong, so they have parnasa. Or I need to say after the Shemaya on my tests, I have to do that, alright? I need to get rid of like the activist, secular Supreme Court in Israel, so I have to daven that the Hashiva Shaltena Kavarishona. Or whatever. We have all these different like kavanos of things that we need, different goals. This says the Yaakov Moshe Chalap and the Meimarom, it undermines the entire essence of what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is not about a means toward attaining an end, toward attaining some goal, some thing. Tefillah in its essence is an end in and of itself. I mean, the process of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of expressing God's greatness, expressing our humanity, recognizing the fragility of life, how frail the human condition is, expressing our subservience and our dependence on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that in and of itself is the goal, is the end. It's not about getting something or getting somewhere or changing something. Turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ani Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. The goal is Dveikus, says the Arizal, that the goal of all of Kol HaTorah Kula is V'dabkava, is Dveikus B'Hashem. And all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, every mitzvah, B'nav L'makam B'nav L'chaveirom, are all Eitzos, to achieve V'dabkava, Dveikus B'Hashem. Yom Kippur is a day at its core, which is about Dveikus B'Hashem. Just everything in the world is just batal mevutal. It's just us and our machzer and our little Dal Ramos, and it's just like, it's go time. It's not about the break, it's not about a nap, it's not about tashlich or about apples and honey, there's no sweet carrots, none of that. No fish head, nothing. Straight away subservience to Hashem and dependence on God. L'hai Yom Tov Yisrael. There's no greater days for the Jewish people than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Days of connectivity. Days of Dveikus. Tu B'Av is the day when the Shvatim came and married Zebazel, where the Gzar Din against the door on Midbar was wiped away. Where there was Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Where the roads were open to Yerushalayim, connectivity, Dveikus. It all relates to being connected. Having hurdles eradicated. Divisions moved away. Separations, things that held people back from marrying with each other. Roadblocks literally that held Jews back from going to Yerushalayim. All that has moved away. It's all Batal Mavutal. It's all Dveikus. V'hayom Tov Yisrael, the greatest Simcha is Dveikus Bashem. V'ani Kirvas Elokim Litov. That's the sweetest thing. Rabbi Eliezer of Jikiver was the son of Rabbi Naftali of Rabshitz, the Zerah Kodesh. The Zerah Kodesh, you know, was an unbelievable tzaddik, and his son Rabbi Eliezer Jikiver was a tremendous Baal Avodah in his own right. And it came around old time, and he fell sick. He was already elderly. And already by Yom Narayim, he was on his deathbed. And all the doctors and all the rebbes were coming to, like, you know, try to help and see what they can do. And Rabbi Eliezer Jikiver said to his Talmidim, please see if the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz can come. Please see if the Divrei Chaim can come. The Divrei Chaim was known to be, you know, someone who would come through in the clutch with unbelievable, being Mevatel, you know, Gzeres left and right. It was an amazing Kalach. It was his father's Rebbe. Basically, one of his father's Rebbes. He said, see if you could find the Divrei Chaim to come and daven for me. So, you know, they brought the Divrei Chaim, came to Rav Eliezer Jikiver right before Yom Narayim time. And the Divrei Chaim said, yeah, okay, what's going on? He said, I'm dying. And can you daven for me? So he said, the Divrei Chaim said, why? He said, I want to live. I have like a lot of chassidim who are depending on me here. He said, don't worry, I'll give them kugel, you know? Don't worry. He said, no, but I have sons. I want to like make sure that my sons get stellars, like they get jobs, you know? Like, I have contact in the YU Department of Community Services. Like, I want to like see if I can pull some strings and like, you know, get them into like a good shul, like get them good jobs. And Rav Chaim said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I got it. It's on me. I also have pull. I know people there, whatever. I'll take care of it. So Blaise Jacob looked at him and said, but I have all this Chidushi Torah that I manuscripts. I have so many notes. I'd like to like put them together and star them and publish them, but people shouldn't. The Rechaim said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll have my guys, you know, I'll typeset it, they'll publish it, it's all good, you know? We'll scan it, I'll put it online, it's fine. The world won't forget about you. I believe Jacob is like getting desperate. He's like, you know, he's trying, like, he's like pulling strings, you know, what can I do? And the Rechaim said, listen, you know, you put in a solid 7-8 decades, you know, you did good here. Why don't you just go into the next world, enjoy Olam Haba, enjoy, you know, Gan Eden, you can have a beautiful chalik there, you'll be a Mael Tziosha for Klal Yisrael, you know, you'll intercede on behalf of your children, you know what I'm saying, just go out, you know, go out in class, you know what I'm saying? And Blaise Jacob is like, but Rebbe, I'm Yom Narayim, do you know what kind of Nachas Ruach the Ribbono Shel Olam has when I daven for the Amban and I sing in Kitzvah L'Shnosecha? When I daven in Kitzvah, do you know what it's like in Jikiv? People are bouncing off the walls. Do you know what kind of Nachas Ruach that brings to the Eibishter? So the Rebbe Chaim says, ah, I hear. Okay, so maybe I should daven. Maybe I'll daven, I guess. Anyone next door, and he davened, he broke down heaven's doors. He davened, and the Blaise of Jikiv had a refuah and was able to daven for the Amud. When we're turning Tashem, Rosh Hashanah, Slichos, Tzim Tshuva, Yom Kippur, we're asking for this, for that, all these different things. Like, the focus is very much on ourselves. The focus is very much on me. You know, everybody sings, Avinu Malkeinu, and it's a very, very deep and very beautiful song. You sing it here still? Sure, right? Who doesn't? Fish even sings it. Who doesn't sing it? Avdil, sorry. It's a very heavy and powerful moment, right? But the Baal Tanya said, like, it's good, but it's not the best. Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu, Vaneinu, Kein Vanu Masim, have mercy, have compassion on us, because we're lacking. Asei Manu, do with us, Tzedakah, Chesed, Oshienu. The focus is completely on me. Save me, help me, be charitable with me, be... The Baal Tani said that's in Chabad, that's not the niggun that they sing. In Chabad, it's a little earlier in the Avinu Malkeinu. In Chabad, we sing Avinu Malkeinu, Eimanu Melech Elata, the big Mamluch Hashem. Why do we want to live? What's the purpose of our lives, of our existence on this world? A little more money to make a little bit of an imprint on the world. Okay. Some goals are more noble than others. Some justify our existence and maybe Keviyachol force the hand of God a little bit stronger than other arguments. But ultimately, the Tanug Amiti, the highest level of Oneg and the ultimate goal, is Dveikus Bashem, to bring Nachas Ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam. To singing Kitzvah, not for ourselves, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's face it, doing Tshuva is not so simple. Being involved in this whole avodah satshuva during these days can be gut wrenching, especially if you're taking vidui seriously, which we should. You're going for the alchets. My wife tonight is giving a chug at our house, and this girl's come over and she's like, she xeroxed like all these alchets, and like they're gonna go through the alchets, and like everyone's gonna like write notes. I was like, oh my god, I don't know. She's like, you know, I made an extra copy, take it. You know, I'm like, oh. Like I my back is going to start hurting. I'll start like getting nervous. Like one of the rabbeim gave a shmooze in yeshiva on some gedalia, and it was all good and fine. It starts talking about Yirat Shemayim and about our distance from Hashem and our averus. And like my back started to hurt. I started getting stressed out, and like I started sweating. I'm like, oh, I can't handle this. Right now. I'm not. Vidu is a gut wrenching thing. It's not possible to plunge a toilet, you know, to clean out the gutters to get there. It's dirt. It's rough. It's rough, especially if we're going to be honest with ourselves. To make an accurate and honest, real accounting of all of our imperfections and shortcomings and failures and mistakes, it's really not so simple. It's really not so simple. So here's an important klal gadol to remember. Do that. Do that hard work. Do that difficult inner work. We have to do it. That's the avodah sayom. That's what we're doing now. Simchas Torah, that's not the avodah purim. It's done in a different way. We're cleaning out our insides in a different way. In Purim, it's just we're cleaning the gutters with Drano. But Yom Kippur, we have to go into the gutters and clean it out, mamish, with our hands. Purim is a different way. Pesach is a different thing. But here, I say Shmei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, this is the way that we have to go through it. With a real cheshbon and nefesh. It's not so simple. Klal Gadol is, though, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Milvado, Hashem, is perfect. God is perfect. But God does not expect perfection of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not demand perfection of us. So therefore, in making our spiritual accounting, and making our cheshbon and nefesh, we cannot relate to God as a perfectionist. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a perfectionist, then there'd be no Yom Kippur, there'd be no Tshuva Me'ava, there'd be no second chances. Because either it's perfect or forget it. Psychologists describe this unforgiving drive for perfection that many of us sometimes feel, and the guilt that comes along with not being able to reach that level of absolute perfection in whatever it may be, in school, in our avodas Hashem, and in our learning, in our midos, as a sign of low self-esteem. That when a person demands of themselves absolute perfection and is unforgiving of themselves, and we beat ourselves up and we feel guilty that we're not perfect in certain areas, it's because we don't feel good about ourselves. Someone who needs to be perfect can go down a very dangerous path of being obsessed with themselves. It's good to work on ourselves, but we have to remember the point of reference and what the goal of working on ourselves is. We're in the service of the King. The King doesn't demand perfection. He can't. It's not. We're human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu kresh. Amayim shamayim asher ha'aretz nasa l'bnei adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us physical. Hashem made us. The Ribono Shel Olam knows exactly what the deal is with a 19-year-old guy. It knows exactly what the deal is on Ben Yehuda Street and on Amec and on the internet. The Ribono Shel Olam knows exactly what it's about. And when we focus so much on this drive for perfection and we feel like a loser if we don't, so we could become relentlessly narcissistic. And it could lead to a very, very painful Yerida and Moreh Shechora. Very dark place. And two things can happen, psychologists explain. Dr. Sorotsky explains two things.
If a person demands and expects perfection in any area, avodas Hashem, learning, tefillah, whatever it may be, midos, benon l'makom el chavera, whatever, either we'll keep trying and trying and fail over and over again and be worn down, it'll grind us down, erode our self-esteem even more, so to the point where we're just like a shmata mamish and view ourselves as an absolute failure, and that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. Or we'll just realize that it's unattainable, there's no way we'll be able to reach that level of perfection. We throw in the towel without even trying, forget it. I already blew it, I missed the minchayra, forget it. Forget Maariv.
Or, come on, who am I fooling? I came so late to Shachris, it's not even worth going weiter. Or I missed benching, I said, so what am I, I'm going to go now, I'm going to go learn afternoon seder and pretend like I'm stark. It erodes our sense of self-confidence. That's not the avod of this time. Rachman Ali Baboy, Chodesh Baruch Hu desires the heart. Yom Kippur is the headquarters for Rachman Ali Baboy. It's the headquarters of heart, of passion, of hard work, of sincerity, of honest effort, of giving it our all, of doing our best, and turning the rest over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we demand and expect perfection in some area, we're guaranteed to be disappointed. So the avoda of tshuva in these days, the Bali Musa describes as Sur Meira Vasei Tov. We're doing two things. On one hand, we're thinking about all those mistakes and those shortcomings.
Literally, Sur Meira, we're committing to like not be involved in them anymore, to not repeat that error. And Vasei Tov, we're trying to like take on new things and enter new worlds of growth in Avodas Hashem.
I share an unbelievable Chidush HaRim with you. Chidush HaRim received this teaching from his Rebbe, the Rebbe of Simcha Bonim of Pshischa. Rebbe Rebunim. Im Adam Kil Kel Chas V'Shalom L'Davar Chamor.
This is the Chidush HaRim on Yom Kippur. If a person, Chas V'Chalila, fell into a place, L'Davar Chamor, something very serious, a serious mistake. V'Ozdeik B'Sur Meira,
if we involve ourselves in thinking about that mistake, and we're thinking about, what did I do wrong? Well, I was nichshol in this way, and that way, I went to this website, and then I went to this party, and I went to this place, and I read this thing, and I went that thing, and I ate this thing, and I didn't bench this time, and we analyze all the details of the failure,
and we invest ourselves and immerse ourselves in that place of failure, and that place of shortcoming, and that mistake,
Makom Sham Achshav and Insei Sham Ha'adam,
the place where our mind is, that's where we are. The Baal Shem Tov taught that a person is where their Machshava lies.
I am where my thoughts are. In Kol Nafsho, our entire essence is in that place.
Adam Besol Harav Hu Betach Lo Yashuv Betshuva. When I'm involved in such a Sur Meira, thinking about the mistake and all the pratim of the mistake and where it went wrong, etc., etc., my mind is there and I'm completely immersed in it. How are you going to do tshuva from that place?
A person who's beating themselves up, filled with guilt, filled with negative feelings, killing myself over and over because of that mistake that happened with that person, in that situation, in that moment of weakness, in that moment of chalisha sadas, in that moment of loneliness, or whatever it may be. If I go to that place and I think about it, and I analyze it, and I take it apart, that's where I am. I'm in that low place. And from such a dark and low place, a broken place, I can have koach to stand up and do tshuva. They say about the Rebbe of Zisha, the brother of the Rebbe Melech, the Rebbe Melech Lezhens could send Talmidim to Rebbe Zisha to learn how to do tshuva. So one time he sent one of his great Talmidim, the Choz of Lublin, he sent him to Rebbe Zisha to learn how to dark day tshuva. The great Choz. So the Choz came to Rebbe Zisha, and Rebbe Zisha said, Zusha, tell me, how are you over people in tshuva? So the Choz of Lublin said, I look deeply into their hearts, and I identify the area of pagam. I find what they're lacking. I find what's broken in their soul. Rav Zisha says, okay, yeah, and then what do you do? He said, then I take out the Shulchan Aruch, I take out the old Musa Sfarim, I don't know, you know, and show him exactly where he did wrong, and read it, so that it touches him in that place. And Rav Zisha said, oh, you bet. And then what, you think they did tshuva from there? He said, they're probably so broken, it feels so bad.
How do they have koach? How do they have any confidence? How do they have any gestalt to stand up and try to extricate themselves from that place and move on? So the Chosa said, so tell me, Rebbe, what do you do? So Bzisha says, I look into the heart of the person who I'm with, and I identify the area of pagam, of lacking, of brokenness, of darkness, and I try to open my heart and open myself to them and channel as much Ahavas Hashem, as much sweetness, as much dveikus, as much encouragement as I can into that place so that they feel so good about themselves that they're lifted up out of that quagmire, out of that low place, and they have no interest in ever turning around and going back to that low place. It's two different ways of looking at tshuva. If a person is involved in Ra, if we're thinking about the guilt and the wrong and the mistake and the mess up over and over and over again, we can get stuck in it. If we roll around in the mud, we'll be filled with mud. If we roll in the mud, so we'll be muddy. If we spend time in that bad place, in that negative place, thinking about the wrong, we'll be filled with dirt. Kein chet, lo chet. You did something wrong, we didn't do something wrong. What does God get from that, whether or not I did it wrong or I did it right? What does God get from me obsessing and breaking myself and feeling guilty and feeling low? What does the Moshe get from it? Ubizman shukhoshiv al zeh. All the time and emotional energy and kochas anafesh that we're spending beating ourselves up. Instead of being in the mud and the quagmire in that place of loneliness, we could be stringing pearls. We could be doing something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could be bringing Nachas Ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could be stringing pearls. We could be doing something noble. On Rosh Hashanah, we declare God the King. And we say, Avinu Malkeinu. So Hashem is our Father, Hashem is our King. The Pshat is that Hashem is both. He's our Father and He happens to be the King. He's the King. He happens to be our Father. That makes us princes. That means that we're nobility. Kishofar lifts us up. We're ennobled. We're big. We don't have to go into the mud. You stand up, put on our royal garments, and go back into the palace of the king and live like a prince. L'chein sur meira, says the Chiddush Arim in the name of Rav Simcha Bonu Rav Shiska, haf me'ach smecha meira, turn away from the negativity. Al tahar her meira, don't get caught up in that negativity in the bed. Rather, asay tov, we've accumulated lots of bundles of wrongdoings. I say mitzvahs connect on. The only tikkun is just to do more mitzvahs and more positivity. A little bit of light banishes a lot of darkness. You know what the problem is, Bavshar Rebbe said? We don't really believe in the power of good. If we really believed in the power of a mitzvah, in the power of light, if we really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is empowering us to do good and to fulfill His word and to fulfill his will in this world, then when we did mitzvahs, we'd feel bigger, we'd feel stronger. We'd imagine ourselves just taking out the darkness. All it took was a handful of Rishayim, Yimab Shemam, in Mumbai to bring a country to its knees and turn the whole world upside down and bring such evil and darkness and cruelty and murder into the world. Imagine just a handful of people committed to good. That's what Kotlarsky said by the Levaya for the Holzberg's list. Imagine a group of Jews committed to good. What kind of darkness that could dispel in the world? Rak kabbalah b'leiv al ha'asi v'lios b'simcha. We know what we did was wrong. Shkayach. When we get to the Al-Khaitz, we're going to say them. We know it. You don't need the art school in the back to kick us down, kick us when we're down. Give it, it's good, whatever. I don't know. The truth is, Chiddush Arim said, would say not to read it. Say, go fast. Just move on. Wipe yourself off and go weiter. But remember that while we're cleaning the gutters, when a person's cleaning the gutters, and we're doing it, we have to do it to Simcha, we're in the service of the King, don't hang out there any longer than that. You're a plunger toilet? It's not something that you do it, and it's not like, ooh, wow, I'm going to hang out here a little while more. This is geschmack. Then you have to do what you have to do. It's our job, we do it. Okay, you do what you have to do, and you move on. This probably doesn't fit with a lot of what we were raised with, but I can tell you, this is what I'm holding. In the end, the ikvus of the Mashiach in our generation, there's no other, I don't think there's any other derech. Sfas Emes
in Tafresh Samach Beis, quotes the Mishnah in Avos in the fifth parak, Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 statements, 10 different statements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to bring the world into being. Says the Sfas Emes, Aseres Yimei Tshuva Him Neged Asara Ma'amaros. The 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur correspond to parallel those 10 statements that were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the world into creation. And the Mishnah goes on, Tzadikim Mekayimim Ha'olam Shenivir Ba'asara Ma'amaros. Tzadikim are upholding the world in 10 different dimensions with these 10 statements of Bali Tshuva, Chozer, Mechad, Shinasar, Ma'amaros, Me'achad, Rishoy, Ma'avidin, Osam. Just like Avram Avinu had 10 tests in order, Bincha, Yechircha, Shehavta, Yitzchak, every step is another level of Nisayon, another aspect of reward for Avram Avinu. Tzadikim, Armakayim, uphold these 10 Ma'amaros and create the world, every single positive movement they make. And Balei Tshuva are able to rebuild that which the Rishonim destroy in these 10 dimensions. Maybe it's an allusion to the 10 Sphiros. But every single day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva relates to another one of these Ma'amaros, another one of these statements. Yom HaKippurim, Yud Tishrei, the last of the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, corresponds to the 10th and final statement to bring the world into creation, the essence of creation. The last Ma'amar, Vayomer Elokim, Na'aseh Adam, B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Vayomer Elokim, and God said, let us make man in our image. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to? First day in Rashi? Talking to the celestial beings, the Malachim. Teach humility, engaging others, whatever. Take their opinion. Let us make man. But the second mandam, the second opinion in Rashi, in Chazal, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to? Vayomer Elokim na'aseh Adam, let us make man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to man himself. The Ribbono Shel Olam was talking to mankind. Let us enter into a partnership together to create this shiluv, this combination of spiritual and physical. B'tzalmeinu kidmuteinu, let us form this entity called man. A shutzpus. Avodas Yom HaKippurim, connected the 10th mimer of Nasa Adam, is a day of us affirming and reaffirming and clarifying our shutzpus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day where we're focusing on our part of the bargain. Am I doing everything in my power to be mekayim this deal? To uphold my part of the contract of Nasa Adam? Am I building myself in a way that I'm being a loyal partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To grow, to develop. B'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. The Gemara tells that Yitzro shel Adam is chadei shelav b'chol yom. Vilmali HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozrein yachalo. The Yitzhara has renewed strength every day. And if we didn't have help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to struggle, we'd never be able to overcome it. We'd be stuck. We'd just be stuck in the mud in this quagmire of negativity, of brokenness and of darkness. We wouldn't be able to get up. We wouldn't be able to stand up to the challenge. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. It doesn't say, hey, go do your thing. Let me know how it goes at the end of 120. Ribbono Shel Olam brought us into the world and says, I am with you all the way. Yom Kippur is the day where we reaffirm that relationship. Where we express through tefillah and through avdus and with vidui and with tachanunim and the yugim amidos harachamim. Our partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a say in the way the world works. I mean, otherwise, what right do we have? What chutzpah do we have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu more panasa for him and a shidduch for her and help for him? What, God knows exactly what he's doing. What am I doing in interjecting my opinion? What am I doing interrupting with the way the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world? Who am I? What do I know? What's in my business? Nasa Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a part of it. Hashem says, speak to me. Let me know what you think. There's a suggestion box. It's called Shachris Milchamar, Musaf. And it's open all the time. That's just the beginning. A person should daven all day. Halvai would be able to daven all day in our own words. Tashem, openly. Like a friend, like a father, like a parent, like a wife. Like Yedid Nefesh. Yerav lo yedidosecha minofes tzuf v'chol tam. The Yedidus that we have with Hashem is the sweetest thing in the entire world. The reason why we're having honey during these days is Dvash is Gematria Avarachamim. We're trying to be ma'orer that connection, that sweetness. Minofes tzuf v'chol ta'am, the sweetest thing in the world is closeness to Hashem. And Yom Kippur is a day where we cut out all the distractions, we come right to the chase. And we just like hunker down at like emergency meeting, it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we take care of business. How are we supposed to do it? How are we supposed to do it without Hashem? It's in Rizhin by Slichos. The Rizhner wanted to speak to Moshele in the morning. He wanted to speak to Moshele after Slichos. Moshele, the water schlepper. You know him, right? His brother-in-law is the water schlepper from Berdichev. And his happens to be his uncle is also Moshele, the wood chopper from Mezhba. Like, there's a whole, like, the family, imagine the family barbecue is like with those guys. It's probably unbelievable. They just sit around being pashut. They sit around, like, you know, being pashut and being holy. I don't know. They have a lot of people to schlep, to cut wood, and a lot of tailors in the family. Anyways, they're all named after the same great-grandfather, Moshele, anyway. So this Moshele, the original says, I want you to bring Moshele to me. I need to speak to him. So they schlep this guy, this water schlepper, this Vasa Traeger, into the shul, and they said, okay, Moshele, what's happening? And the Rebbe said, I want to know what was going through your mind in Slichos. I need you to tell me what's happening in your Slichos. What do I know? To tell me, what's the kavana? What was going through your mind? And Moshele says, listen, Rebbe, I'll tell you, I was actually paying attention to the words in Slichos last night, and it was kind of funny. It didn't make any sense to me. You know, when I do something wrong, when I have to face the music, when I have to like, you know, explain myself, I usually try to downplay what I did wrong. I'm trying to like make it less of a big deal than it actually is. But here in Slichos, we're saying, V'salachta lavoneinu kiravu. Forgive our wrongdoings because they're so great. I mean, isn't it true? You go to Kabrangan, you come back, you know, and you know, you drink tonight. A little, I don't know, whatever. There's there. Where are your glasses? I don't know. Why are you bleeding? Like, I don't know. But, yeah, yeah. What'd you do there? You just drank and ate cocoa? I'm like, I don't taste a little cocoa, whatever. Person made. I mean, you know, there's just like, you have your shopping cookie all over you. Like, what? No, whatever. I was passing and fell, whatever. You try to downplay it. It's not, you know, you try to like make it not such a big deal. But here Moshele says, I'm saying, Chaneinu, Hashem Chaneinu ki rab, Savanu vuz, Mechalon Malkeinu ki rabu avoneinu. God help me, forgive me, there's so many things that I did wrong, I'm so, you know, I'm a lawyer, I'm a, like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm thinking to myself, my God, what am I doing here? You know how fast you were going? I don't know, 60, 65, 66. You're going 90. No, I couldn't have been. I mean, I was watching that. I didn't feel you. My car shakes at 60. You try to downplay it. So the Rebbe said, okay, no. So Moshele said, you know, I was thinking about it. It really bothered me until I realized, maybe this is pshat. You know, I'm schlepping water for years now, and it's really, like, not simple. It's really weighing down on me very hard, and I don't have the strength I used to have. So, you know, I get to one person's house, and I say, hey, you know, this thing is so heavy. Do you mind, like, helping me out a little bit? So, he's a good Jew. He says, no problem, I'll help you out. So, I pour out a little bit of water. And he helps, puts his shoulder underneath the pole, underneath the stick, and we schlep it to the next guy's house. I pour a little more water out, and then the other guy, I'm like, hey, you mind helping me just bring it across the street? I'm getting it. No problem. And a good Yid, he puts his shoulder under the stick, and we carry it together. And I realized, that's what I'm doing in Vidui. That's what I'm doing in these Al-Khaits. That's what I'm doing in these Asham Nebagadnas. I'm saying, Slach lanu avinu, kivashanu mechal lanu, kirabu avoneinu, Hashem, help me. I've done so many things wrong, I've failed in so many ways. There's no way that I can carry this burden on my own. There's no way that I could be matakin this on my own. Moshe Weinberger explained that this is what's happening in Slichas. We're saying, Ribono Shalom, I can't do it myself. I need your help. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you did nefesh, I said, sure. Pour a little water out, just pour out your heart a little bit. Do those confessions, rock out those viduis, clean out the gutters, clean out the pipes. I'm going to help you. I'll help you schlep. You don't have to do it yourself. Yom Kippur is a day that we're affirming our shituf pu'ula, our partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We work with Hashem. Hashem wants to hear our input. Hashem wants to hear what we have to say. Baal HaTanya in the Igeres HaTshuva, in the 11th Perek, says that a person has to believe. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to shower us with His compassion, with His kindness. V'chanun v'rachum v'rav l'sloach techech u'miyad shemavakish mechila v'slicha mito yisbarach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting, is anxious, keviyochol, to forgive us, to shower us with mercy and compassion and forgiveness. B'lishum safek v'sfek sfeka ba'olam. Without any doubt, any little bit of a doubt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so badly, Keviyachol, the greatest Ratzon Hashem is for us to come back, to be close, to be normal again. For it to be back the way it was. Or Steinsaltz explains that it's true in physics, that when a rope which holds two entities together is torn, and then it's tied back together again, even though it was ripped once and now it's tied back, it's stronger, it can hold more, it can bear more weight on either end than it did before it was ripped. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch, we've done so many things to turn our back on God. Hain v'mechiras Yosef, in the Bechina of Mechiras Yosef, Adam l'chaveiro, Hain in the Bechina of the Chetz HaEgel, and Ben Adam l'makom. So we say the Yugim Minas HaRachamim that Hashem revealed at the Chetz HaEgel. And we do that vidui that Yosef revealed, we send out everyone, and we do that vidui with Bechi, v'viata al te'atzvu, but not with bitterness, not with sadness. Sur Meira, we're extricating ourselves from the filth, from the quagmire of negativity and darkness, and we're stringing pearls, we're making chavilos of mitzvos. We're singing the Hashamnos with a niggin because we're confident, b'lishum safek u'sveik sveik ba'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything else for us to come back and be close to Him. And right afterwards, right after Ni'ilah, after all of that, after a full day of Itzuma Shel Yom as Mechaper, after a full day of davening and singing and pounding and crying and screaming and just exhausting cleaning of the gutters and schlepping out the filth from all the pipes, right afterwards, we daven Shmona Esrei and we say, Slach Lanu Avinu, Hichatanu, Mechavar Malkin Kifashanu. What could we possibly have done from that last second at Ni'ilah? Whether Rav Gans is davening Nila, it's Rav Hendler, Rav Ari, whoever it is. What could we possibly have done from that last second after Ni'ilah until, I don't know, let's say it's mostly Yom Kippur and it's 4.5 minutes until Slach Lanu, 5 minutes, whatever, 6 minutes maybe over here in Ayalon Valley, 7 minutes. What could possibly have gone wrong during that time that we're already saying Slach Lanu? Says the Chiddush Arim, Suffolk brachal of brachas lahakil, and you know, because of chashash of brachal of atzala. Like, I mean, what if I haven't done anything bad? What if I didn't do something wrong? What if I was totally yelled Tov Yerushalayim all the way from the end of Ni'ilah until Slach Lanu? How could I say that bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanun Amar Bel Slach. Suffolk brachas lahakil. Says the Chiddush Arim, we're asking forgiveness for that place inside of us, that doubt that we have, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forgive us completely. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't completely wipe away all of our avonos. Because we doubt somewhere inside, because of maybe that shemitz of a doubt that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel our tefillos completely, we have to ask forgiveness. We have to be so confident in our relationship, in our partnership with Hashem, and our yedidus with the Ribono Shel Olam during these days, that we're doing the hard work, we're doing the vidui now, we're doing the hard work, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so much to forgive us. We have to believe that with every fiber of our being. This is what Shlomo says of the Avodah of Ni'ilah. That it's not the Chas V'Chalila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is locking the gates and we're stuck on the outside. But it's a Yichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, come inside and lock the doors behind you. It's Yosef sending everyone out and saying, we have to have this Yichud Elyon right now. Right now I'm bearing my soul. It's on the level of Yichud, the Cheder Yichud. It's a tikkun for what happened at the Chet HaEgel. It's a total fixing of Mechiras Yosef, of all Averus, of all Pagam, of all distance, Ben Adam L'Chavero. That moment when we turned our back on God, the Chuppah, Har Sinai, and went to the Chet HaEgel, we're being metaken it by closing the gates of Ni'ilah behind us and being miyached with HaKadosh Baruch HaKadosh. Of having that Yichud Elyon that Yosef and his brothers were zocha to look at each other in the eye and said, forget about the past, we're moving on. Al pe'atzvah. Don't get stuck in what happened. Let's move forward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that this year, with all of our hard work, on an inner level, we be zocha to entirely bein l'avdecha be'emes, to serve God in truth and sincerity and simplicity. to be that this year Yom Kippur HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes away all of the negativity and all the guilt and all the sadness from us and all of Klal Yisrael. All of our tefillah should be miskabel, barachamim, uveratzon. We should be zochet to sing Ein Kitzva and welcome Yemos HaMashiach this year. Thank you very much.